If one big government is bad, imagine how much worse two big governments would be. But that's what people living in Europe have to deal with. Their own nation's bloated government and the supranational government of Europe, now known as the European Union. Bureaucracy times two. How's that for a horror show? Well, actually, you've no idea. It's worse than you think. Believe me, I know, because for 17 years, I've represented Southeast England as a member of the European Parliament, the EU's legislative body. I was also leader of the United Kingdom Independence Party, or UKIP, where I led Britain's effort to leave the European Union. To their everlasting credit, that's just what happened on June 23rd, 2016. The United Kingdom left the European Union. The world knows it as Brexit. Brexit is a statement of national sovereignty. Don't misunderstand me. I like nations. I like borders. I like the people that live within those borders, making their own laws. But I don't like it when faceless bureaucrats make laws for nations they don't even live in. But that's what they do in the European Union. Imagine a Belgian telling a Brit how much he can charge his customers, or the reverse. The EU bureaucrats do this in a myriad of different ways, all day, every day. It is a conspiracy of the elites. Who are those elites? Well, they're a bunch of self-important, overpaid social engineers with useless college degrees who have never done a proper day's work in their lives and have no connection with ordinary, decent people. I'll take the good sense of an Italian farmer or a French baker over the arid intellectualism of an EU bureaucrat any day. And I say these things not as an anti-European. I love Europe. It's a fantastic, exciting, great continent. Different peoples, languages, and cultures. But these peoples, with their languages and cultures, have effectively been hijacked by a giant, ever-expanding bureaucracy, the European Union. People will say, but isn't there a parliament? A European parliament that represents the people of Europe? Well, yes, but this body has got no real power. It can't make its own laws. Rather, the power resides with the European Commission. They're unelected and they can't be removed. And that's how absurd the whole thing is. The European Parliament meets in Brussels. At least, that's what I thought when I was elected there. But once a month, do you know what happens? They load the contents of our offices and papers into big plastic trunks. And they put those trunks on lorries. And they drive them nearly 400 miles down Europe's motorways to a French city called Strasbourg, where for 4 days, the contents of our office and our papers are put into a new office, and the parliament then sits there. 12 times a year, this back and forth happens, and this from an organisation who say they want to reduce their level of carbon footprint. This from an organisation whose accounts have not been given a clean bill of health by the auditors for the last 20 years. This, a parliament, it's more like a travelling circus. Now, all of Europe knows that it's costing nearly 300 million euros every year to move us back and forth from Brussels to Strasbourg. So why isn't it reformed? Well, the way the EU's been structured, to change that would require changing the treaties. And to change the treaties would need all 28 member governments to agree not to go to Strasbourg 12 times a year. And you know something? The French are never going to agree to that because it's in their economic interests for the travelling circus to go to Strasbourg. And it shows you that a system of lawmaking has been devised where not only can the voters not change anything, but the institutions themselves are pretty much incapable of reform.
Unfortunately, this is no laughing matter. Let me give you an example my countrymen know only too well.
The United Kingdom is an island. It's surrounded by the sea. And yet, as members of the European Union, we were only allowed to catch 20% of the fish swimming in territorial British waters. What that meant were tens of thousands of jobs lost in Britain's coastal communities as we effectively gave away the ability to look after one of our greatest resources to a bureaucracy based in Brussels.
No wonder we left the EU. Again, I have nothing against Europe, quite the opposite.
I want good relations between all the European nations. I want prosperous, free and fair trade between those nations. but I'll be damned if I'm going to give up my rights as a British citizen so that some Eurocrat can tell me how to live. I won't do it, and I'm certain that across the continent, ultimately, the French and the Italians won't put up with it either. I'm Nigel Farage for Prager University.